donated blankets spread warmth to seniors during Christmas season. Philadelphia, Patricia Gallagher, well known as the Happy Flower Lady for spreading joy through bouquets of flowers, is also bringing warmth and comfort to thousands by delivering blankets to seniors during the Christmas season. On December 18, Gallagher delivered new blankets to Hayes Manor Retirement Residence. She said she planned to deliver 130 blankets that week. Robin Burns, administrator at Hayes Manor, recalled meeting Gallagher 15 years ago. "She always brings us flowers, stuffed animals," Burns said. "Today, she brought us lots of warm blankets. They're going to come in handy, especially this time of year, and our residents enjoy and appreciate every time she comes to visit." For the last decade, Gallagher has delivered more than 2,000 crochet blankets, 11,000 stuffed animals, and 65,000 bouquets of flowers to seniors, all donated. Gallagher's latest gift, delivering warm blankets to nursing homes, sparked gratitude among the residents. Edward Kipp, a Navy veteran, was surprised and touched after receiving a free blanket from Gallagher. "I have a black and white blanket here, which is great. It's nice and soft. It's better than what I got. It'd be warm this winter," Kipp said. "I don't know what to say. I'm lost for words." Elizabeth Baglivo, another senior resident, has lived at Hayes Manor for 12 years. She said she was happy to receive her Christmassy blanket. "Wonderful. It's so nice and soft and very, very nice," she said. "My room is cold because it's on the first floor, it's in the back, so it tends to be a little cold. So I will definitely use a nice warm blanket." Senior resident Lizetta Rogers was also very grateful for those who gave these blankets out. "I'm very excited about it, because I love something so often, keep your legs warm," she said. "It's just a very thoughtful gift for this time of year. And red is my favorite color, and I'm just thankful for everything I have." Beverly Rollins, activity director at Hayes Manor, said she has known Gallagher for years and was happy to see her. "I thoroughly enjoyed her being here, because she's always doing something nice for my residents. They seem to be very happy about it. They always had a smile on their faces and thanked her for that," Rollins said. "It's not just the blanket. It's just the fact that she comes." Hayes Manor Retirement Residence has been serving older adults of limited financial means since 1886, offering housing and health care. Gallagher said that her daughter motivated her to start this blanket project about 10 years ago. "Mom, you're not filling your love tank." And I said, "What do you mean?" And she said, "Well, just like a car needs fuel in their tank, you need to do the things that make you happy," she said. Gallagher also recalled a visit to a nursing home with her mother that left a lasting impression. Her mother asked a woman, "What's Santa Claus going to bring you?" And the woman replied, "There ain't no Santa Claus and there ain't no kids. Nobody ever comes around here." Then her mother asked, "Dorothy, if Santa Claus could come, what would you want him to bring you?" And she replied, "I want a flannel bathrobe like my grandmother made for me." Then Gallagher and her mother went to the Montgomery Mall and bought two flannel nightgowns for her, and she was so happy. Gallagher was told by one nursing home, "What you're doing, giving the cards and blankets, can't be put into words, because so many people here, 60-64% have no visitors. Nobody comes. There's no Santa Claus." Since then, Gallagher has given out over 2,000 blankets. Gallagher said she was really inspired by the people who donated so many things to her. The first 2,000 blankets delivered were all handmade. She remembered that the first 40 blankets were from a woman who crocheted about 40 beautiful blankets and 60 prayer shawls. Another woman from North Wales, who had cancer, had made over 150 blankets and prayer shawls for her to deliver to seniors. This holiday season, Gallagher posted on her website and social media sites and asked her friends to donate blankets for nursing homes, and many people responded. They would go to Walmart or Boscov's, or order online. Some people I don't even know just heard about and they just wanted to be a part of it, Gallagher said. People were very generous. Just being able to give what my friends have given to me just makes me so happy. Nancy Wong contributed to this report.